This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War on the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons, tune in. We're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, hope you had a great weekend, and we've got a great marathon for you this evening. Coming up next, Major Tom Baird and Professor Tom Mack. King Rand tonight, later on. Brother Tom, how are you doing, my brother? Check and see if you're muted, Brother Tom. Because I'm showing we're connected, but I don't hear a thing from you. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
I got you. Great. Okay, let's get the Major on. How you doing tonight, Professor Tom?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Major Tom?
Hello, you're on my phone. Yeah, oh. You're on my phone.
Okay. Is your Skype turned on?
Yes, it is. I thought I hit the button to turn you on, but it was a button to turn you off.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. I'll call you back. Okay.
So oh, boy.
It's okay. It's all good. Everybody, welcome aboard. Excited to be back tonight with Professor Tom Mack, coming to you from Colorado, and Major Tom Baird from the Grenadines, St. Vincent. We're going to patch him in now. Hey, Major
there
Tom.
There we are.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Coming in 5x5?
Yes, we're coming in 5x5 here.
Okay. What if we were 4x4?
It'd be static on the line.
I would hear some hissing or something.
Everybody, welcome aboard. We're excited to be back here with the men of God, Major Tom Baird and Professor Tom Mack. Gentlemen, we'll jump on in. Who would like to open us up in prayer?
Go ahead.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, and we thank you for this still freedom that we have, how limited it is. But Lord, we know that in you there is perfect liberty. Lord, we ask right now in these ominous times that you help us to warn your people, to help each one prepare for these things that are coming, that we might get closer to you, and that we might, in fact, as well as in our own meditation and worship of you, enter into your perfect secret place of refuge. We thank you, Father, for providing this for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, tonight's going to be real interesting. I want to start it off first, you know, as this epidemic keeps going, and we hear all about what they're doing about it. Sometimes we forget to ask our Heavenly Father what He's doing. And Major Baird has. So have I. And I'm going to let Major Baird explain to you what the Lord has shown him about all this.
And of all the things that I had pulled up that were ready, that one wasn't. Okay, I will go to the file that I have that in. And pull it up. Well, as you know, we've been quite, all of us have been involved in this COVID-19 fiasco. COVID-19 itself, the declared pandemic, was a strategy of psychological operations to bring us into a attitude of fear, and then try to accentuate on that and begin to make it into a panic. Because it's well known that any individual that is encumbered with fear or terror is pretty much paralyzed as far as their cognitive reasoning is concerned, their critical thinking, that goes out the window. And that's what they wanted. They needed that because the actual objective is a secondary thing, and that's what we know is known right now to everybody in the world as the COVID-19 vaccine. That's its title. That title is very deceptive if we haven't covered that before. I think we have, but nevertheless, it's a cloud cover to mask what it really is. It is a very evil substance that has been designed to genetically modify anyone who takes it so that your genetic makeup will no longer be that of a God-made human being. You will be made into something else. And this is the first phase of it. It also is actually a deadly witch's potion. And I mean that literally. Most people may not be aware of it, but the Greek word for witchcraft is pharmakia, from which we get our name, pharmacy. The pharmacies are...
Pharmaceutical.
All of that. That's correct. And that is actually a offshoot of the experiments that were made by witches. It literally is a witch's brew. It's terrible what the contents of it has in it. It has, what is it, propylene glycol, which is antifreeze. Antifreeze is deadly to a human if you put it in their bloodstream. Why on earth would you put that in a human being? It's the medium that carries the graphite network that then is wrapped around the mRNA, which is the building block RNA for your DNA or your genes, and it has the capability of changing your genes. That's why I say you will be changed. In addition to that, it's been found that it has parasites, that it has other pandemic agents in it, like HIV. You didn't know you're getting injected with HIV, did you? And then the other thing is it literally has, what did I say? Oh, I did say parasites already. Well, then there are, that's in the category of pestilences. Of course, HIV is in the category of plagues. And then you have other evil entities that are living beings that appear to be miniature demons, literally. One of them is in the form, and I don't know whether it can shapeshift or not, but it was hatched out of an egg. And you can only see this at about 200 X with the bright white light added to your optical microscope. So it takes a special microscope for that. And, of course, the recording material that goes along with that. You don't need an electron microscope, but the one at 600X will, in fact, be sufficient to see all of these little creatures. And then you have particles of, it looks like shavings, almost like wood shavings of at that level of aluminum and other materials, zinc, carbon, and they're all floating around in there. They're things that are not supposed to ever be in a medium that is injected into a human being. And the medium is supposed to be sterile. It's not supposed to have anything else in it. And yet we have all of these things. Some of the RNA is capable of creating spike proteins that then cause blood clots, microscopic blood clots, that then, of course, grow from that point on and become major, large blood clots. And there's all sorts of things. There's other substances in there that will cause major catastrophic organ failure all at once.
Well, let's sort of put this together. You're saying, we're going to create these blood clots with this.
Yep.
And let's see. If we get if it gets in your lungs, we call it a pulmonary embolism. That sends you to the hospital. I've had one. If it gets in your heart, they call it a heart attack, mm-hmm. or a cardiac arrest. That'll put you in the hospital every time. Or you get this. And you get this in the brain, and suddenly you have a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost a brother-in-law a few years ago to a stroke. He went from a functioning human being to nothing. Thankfully, he never had to live to see what's happening now, or he'd be aghast. But
yeah,
it's this. So this is what we're dealing with. I thought we were trying to prevent these things, not exacerbate them.
Exactly.
Or make it worse. Now, the other thing that I'm wondering, we've probably got a few people on here who maybe have gotten one of these vaccines. I know physically maybe there's no hope, but in the spiritual world, is there any hope for all this?
Absolutely.
Amen. This is what I want to hear.
Yes. God can override all of this. In fact, I was very concerned about it, having received many multiple reports. It's very obvious that the in crowd or the elite crowd, whatever you want to title them, that's in charge of this are under the direction of a demonic force that is unified in its objective and in its procedures. If you don't believe so, look around the world. Have you ever seen the entire world on one sheet of music, so to speak, all at once over this pandemic itself?
This is ancient evil. Ancient evil. This is what
Absolutely.
And this is what we've talked about, and we've done shows on it, and I've done shows on ancient evil. We may have to do more before we're done. I've even started a website, ancient-evil.org, where you can start to see this research that I've done, and it was the research that Olaf Hagee was doing before he got sick and died on us.
Mm-hmm. And now, the ultimate objective of this is to reduce the entire world's population from 7.5 to nearly 8 billion people, that's what we have now, down to half a billion, 500 million. They want to get the whole population of the world down to 500 million, and they want to do it as quickly as possible.
So they want to reduce the world's population down to 0.6% of what it is now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So 0.6%.
That's less than 1%. Less than 1%, fellows and ladies. And the objective, ultimate objective, is to completely eradicate the human race. They do not want any God-created human being alive. They want to get rid of everybody. That's why the Lord says in the scriptures itself, remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24? He said that unless those days were shortened, there would be no man left. In other words, no mankind left alive in the form of mankind. Do you realize that at the time of Noah, only the 8 people of Noah's family had pure human genetics, not tampered with by the fallen angels, so that they were the only 8 people. All the others were hybrids, and they're not human. Their souls, according to Enoch, in the book of Enoch, there's a great narration in there, and their souls are not human souls. So they were not eligible to be redeemed. That's why Satan was using his fallen angels, was to try to get everybody corrupted so that the Messiah could have no one to come into. Now, they're trying to do it all over again, this time with the technology. They had the technology back then. But they tried to administer it through natural means of sexual intercourse between fallen angels and women. And they nearly succeeded. However, they saw that God could interrupt that and devastate the entire world, as he did in the final event of the flood. There's an interesting dialogue on what actually occurred on the flood, moment by moment, that some of the geologists and paleontologists have put together from the creation side of the fence. That's really eye-opening and exciting to see how God did things, but nevertheless, that's a different subject, and I don't want to get into it right now. What we have is we're in the very middle of the warfare against all mankind, and at this point in time, we don't have a hot, kinetic, live battle going on, or World War III. This pandemic will not be able to achieve that total destruction of mankind. It will do a great deal of it, but it won't be able to do all of it, because we've already started, and many of you are praise the Lord, you're heroes, because you're standing up and you're saying, no, I will not submit to this. And that's exactly what we need to do. For those of you that have been tricked into accepting all of this, the word is in the Bible is deceived, and if we're not careful, we're we will be deceived. Remember the very first thing that Jesus said in chapter 24 when the disciples asked him about, well, what's going to be the signs and so on. The first thing he said was, see that you be not deceived. That's how important it was. It was the very first statement out of God's mouth, out of Jesus' mouth. See that you be not deceived. Because
let's go through here and read some of this. Matthew 24:21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Mm-hmm. And except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. That's but right. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then here's the caution. Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Messiah, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false messiahs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Mm-hmm. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be.
Amen. Amen. Now, the option that we have, because one of the things I know, let me back up first. This particular process that we see, this procedure, is coming from the elite committees of the world who are under the direct direction of ancient evil, of the devil himself. And they think they're being guided by little entities called aliens.
Well, or ascended masters.
Or ascended masters. And those two titles are deceptive titles for the fallen angels, the one-third of the angels that sided with Satan when he rebelled. And those are now called the fallen angels. There's also a group of them, 200, that it talks about specifically during Enoch's time. Nevertheless, that particular group make up the 135 different species of aliens that we know about right now. Now, I'm talking about things that you will not hear about unless you get into the intelligence network and have a need to know, or you have someone that will speak to you about it or speak to someone else who will then tell you about it. Case in point, there's individuals that I'm following right now. One of them is Stephen Bannon in Israeli News Live. He has some issue. I have some issues with some of his theology, but I'm not worried about that. I'm using him as an intelligence source. None of us are perfect. So I'm looking beyond those things that I disagree with him on in order to pick out the dangers that we're looking for. And he's doing a very good job of presenting those things. The other person is a very controversial person that's called Steve Quayle. And there's Pastor Langford is a part of his particular group as well. There's some other individuals there. They're also presenting almost identical, but separate. They're getting their information from separate sources. So they're confirming one another, and I'm watching that. What I have discovered is that we have a hierarchy of created beings that are in charge of the world. Level 3, It goes from level zero up to, I don't know what the final level is, but it's
I would 11. Say nine.
I think nine or 10 or 11. Yeah, 11. Okay. Now, the level three is the leaders of the nations, the president of the United States, the prime ministers of, and the queen of England, and on and on and on. You get that for the president, say the president of China and so on. And then President Putin as well. They're in level three. Then you go up to level four and five. And those are the, I don't have the title of that right now, and I don't have the document in front of me to give you all the titles of it. But essentially it goes up to about level nine with human beings slash, and I say slash, hybrids. We have, walking among us right now, individuals that look to our eyes, appear to be human beings, but they are in fact half fallen angel and half human being. They haven't grown into the giant stage yet. There will be a time here in a few months that will happen. Look for that. However, this particular group, they're the ones that are in charge of passing down, here's what we're going to do, here's our plans. They're working through the UN, and they're working through their influence with the elite committees of the world. There really is an Illuminati.
Illuminati.
And there's the
Council on Foreign Relations.
Council on Foreign Relations, and
I'm trying to remember the British one. There's one in Britain, there's one in France, there's one in Germany. Every major country has a committee. And those committees, and it's interesting, Henry Kissinger is on all these committees. His name is consistent with all of them. Why is he living so long?
He
lived longer because Major Baird will remember some of his misdeeds in Vietnam.
When
we go to Alive on the Edge, we read Major Baird's story about his experience with Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I can see, nobody is told the story as Major Baird has done it.
Well, and nobody knows about it. It was a secret.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We sort of blew open a secret that I think there's a lot of folk would have rather he had not said anything. But this is the kind of thing we're here to do. We're here to tell you what's going on. That's why I get into these codes. And suddenly I find out there's a Nazi connection in all this. This started because organizations like the Thule Society and the Viril Society attempt a contact the Ascended Masters that Helena Blavatsky talked about in her books, The Secret Doctrine. And eventually, they made a connection. I don't know when, but out of that came the Nazi Order of the Black Sun, which was so secret, apparently Hitler was not allowed to join it. Mm-hmm. It was basically a invention of Heinrich Himmler, who in some ways was more popular or more powerful in Nazi Germany than Hitler himself. And by 1944, Hitler really wasn't really that much in power. He was a figurehead, almost like what we're doing with our own current president. And suddenly we have Martin Bormann running everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. It all shifted over to him. That was a great power play right there on his part.
And what he did, he's convening meetings, the most famous one being in Strasbourg, France, at a hotel called Maison Rouge. It's still there to this day if you want to spend $300 a night to stay there. Be my guest. I'm not too inclined on paying that much for a place to sleep.
Especially after the hideous things they did, but yeah.
But Martin Bormann convenes this meeting. Every industrialist from the world is there, under heavy guard from elite SS troops who had orders, shoot first, ask questions later. And there, a man by the name of Dr. Otto Scheid tells the world, this is how we're going to accomplish what Nazi Germany was not able to do. He first said, we've lost this war. It's going to be over in another year. This is how we're going to do it. And this is how we're going to set it up. And what we didn't realize is that people in our own government were already becoming part of this and getting ready to carry this out. That's when we discovered that Alan Dulles had joined the Order of the Black Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And that he had brought these people to America through Operation Paperclip.
Yep.
This horrible thing that should have ended in 1945.
Yeah, it just continued
for a moment, right. But it arose as something else.
Yeah, it went undercover. The thing that people don't understand is when the German military surrendered, it was only the military that surrendered. The Nazis, the army and the navy, they did not, the Nazis themselves and the Nazi party did not surrender.
Did not surrender. Neither did the SS.
No, the SS did not either. And they went underground. I don't know what the percentage was, but of the highest leadership went to South America, to various countries. And then, of course, as you mentioned there, we had Operation Paperclip under the CIA by that point in time. And it gave an excuse for each one of those occultists. I don't know, these guys are witches and warlocks, primarily warlocks because they're men. And they were in direct communication with demons. The demons were giving them the technology that they had, the technology of flying saucers. They had that. They had a rudimentary beginning of one under construction when we found it. They had what is now called the alien entities. At this point in time, there's a number of about 135 that are the various species of aliens that they talk about. As far as I'm concerned, as a Bible-believing and spirit-filled Christian, and I've gone to the Lord on this, I would categorize all of them as shapeshifters, and their original entity is a fallen angel. Remember, we just mentioned that one-third of the angels went with Satan when he rebelled? That's the group that's involved in this. How big is their number? I have no idea. God knows that. Sure, they're actually able to be in the other dimension of heaven, the dimension of God's heaven. However, there's a war, as I'm speaking right now, there is a war that is taking place between God's angels and Satan's angels. And in just a few months, I don't know how many yet, because I don't have the time frame, we will have Satan totally kicked out of the realm, the dimension of God's heaven, and he will, in fact, be directly deposited on earth. We, as mankind, are the pivotal point between this galactic war between good and evil. Because as evil was discovered and rebelled against God, God said there was an accusation against God that he was not playing fair, and that the fallen side had a disadvantage. Well, yes, they do have a disadvantage. One being they can't create a thing. They can only mimic. The other being they're in rebellion to God to begin with. Now, having said that, what they're doing is conducting this battle. The final war in heaven is right now happening. They will be expelled. They'll be here on earth. That's when all hell will break loose on earth, and we will have much more drama and trauma here on earth than we have ever seen before. This particular pandemic and vaccination is part of that particular scheme, and it is to get us ready, for those that are still alive, to get us ready to sell our souls to the devil under great deception. Great deception, and I can't emphasize that more. That's why we have to have a clear path to God and know what is the true truth, the true God, so that we can identify the counterfeit that is being foisted upon us. They will take this and progress this particular process of vaccination. They already have the technology there, because within the vaccination, they're already implanting in you elements that can assemble themselves into crystals. The crystals become radio charged, and you become an antenna and a transmitter. And they can keep track of you forever from that, unless you're not taking the vaccine. And if you have taken the vaccine, you need to have deliverance from God and be changed back into your original state of a human being, and only God can do that. But he did. I was in prayer to him during the night last week, and he very vividly came in the fullness of his power. Well, I can't say the fullness, because I would have been a crispy critter, but in that I could contain. And he gave me the commandment to begin to pray over all of the people of all of the nations, that the objective of the vaccine would be reversed, and you would be put back together as God's human being. You still have a chance, because you still have free will. The time that you will not have free will is at the time of the full revelation of the Antichrist and the false prophet, when they come on scene and they construct this artificial intelligence idol, this that will be put in the Holy of Holies, and the command will be bow down to the image of the beast as the God of creation and the Messiah, under penalty of death. And the normal penalty will be beheading, but at the same time, it's a penalty of death. And so you either have a choice. You can take the mark of the beast and buy and sell and continue to live for a few short years or months, or you can refuse it. And automatically, you will not receive that mark, but you will be executed. that particular event, if you choose at that point, now remember, you're already conditioned to receive this shot. You're already conditioned to receive this mark. The mark is just, when you look up the word in the original language, it means scratch. Well, what does a needle do? It scratches. Now,
and what is one of the names of the devil?
Oh, man. Which one are you talking about?
Scratch.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's right. Now, he at that point in time, there is a point of no return. There still is a chance to cry out to God at this point. And I urge everyone to urge their neighbors and friends and relatives to do the very same thing. One of the things that the Lord included in this prayer as I was praying, he said, pray against all those who were tricked into receiving the vaccine itself. And command it, just as you command in deliverance, command that the Holy Spirit of God will come against all elements of this particular vaccine. All
poison. In other words, just exactly the way you would command a demon.
That's correct. Come against all poisons, pestilences, plagues, parasites, and evil elements, and bind them. Remember, bind the strong man first. So bind them. Command them to be caused to be changed into a saline solution and to be eliminated and cast out of their bodies so that they will be once again human beings. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray this and I command this. Amen.
One other thing I wanted to add to this. Go into 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed. And that wicked is ancient evil, whom Yahushua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. See, there's something you got to receive here. You have to receive the love of the truth. Loving truth is the only way that they might be saved, to use Paul's words. It's important in everything you do that you love the truth and seek it in everything you do. And if you don't, and for this cause, Yahuwah shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So, you know, there's a catch. You either love the truth, or Yahuwah is going to send you a strong delusion, and you're going to believe a lie. And when you believe that lie, you're on your road to destruction.
That's right. As soon as you act on that lie.
So, my fervent hope for people is that they would take from this show, Heavenly Father, give me that love of the truth so that I will be saved and that I will not believe the lies, because I know you've sent out a lot of them, but you also gave us a way of escape so that we don't have to believe them. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bring this into each one of us, that we would love the truth and not believe the lies.
Amen.
And we just thank you for this in Yahushua's name. Amen.
Gentlemen,
amen and amen.
We have about 15 minutes, and here in a few moments, I want you to pray again. and I want people to come in agreement tonight. We're going to pray for anybody who's taken the vaccine, that its effects be negated. We also need to pray for those that have taken ill, either through the vaccine, which is a bioweapon, no question about it, or who haven't taken it and have still gotten sick, because understand that one of the components of this injection is the spike proteins. Mm-hmm. And that will affect anybody that comes in contact with them. And Russ Dizdar has died. His wife is sick, Shelley. Rob Skiba has died. Brother Al Cuppet has died. And I'm of the opinion they were all killed by this virus. Now, I don't believe any of them took the shot, but they were still impacted. My wife has been sick for 2 weeks with a cough, a profuse cough. And I know Brother Al didn't take it, but he came down with this flu, and he was battling it for 10 days. He wrote me and said he was taking hydroxychloroquine. Took it for 10 days. I wish he had taken ivermectin, but he succumbed to it. And I don't know all the details of Russ Dizdar or Rob Skiba. I do not believe it was a energy weapon. I don't believe that crap. I believe they were killed by a virus or some other condition. That's all I know. But I'm here to say that people are getting sick. Taking the vaccine and dying, it's been underreported how many people have actually succumbed to effects that range from Bell's palsy, where your face is frozen, to blood clots, to problems with the heart, to stroke, to just straight out dying within days, not only in America, but also in Israel. We got a report the other day that it's even breaking that in Israel, people in their medical division over there have even been deleting adverse effects out of the database. The information's there if you want to look into it. But what I'm saying here is even people who haven't taken it are getting sick in some cases. And that's what it was designed to do. As you said in the beginning, gentlemen, this is a bioweapon meant to cull the Earth population down to 500 million. That means they need to kill 7 billion of us. And this is one of the methods they're trying to do it. And for those that survive, transform them into something else that God did not create them to be. If you keep taking it, you're going to get to the point where you go beyond, and there may be no coming back. I believe that this is the forerunner of the mark. I'm believing that the mark hasn't been released yet. I'm praying to God that it hasn't, that it's not an early adoption phase. Therefore, I'm not taking the chance. And if you haven't taken it, by all means, don't take it. But I do believe that based on what you've said tonight and what I've been really meditating on, that this is a bioweapon, and it's a warning to us all that what they're planning to release at a later date, the mark, there will be no coming back from that. And this is very dangerous, folks, to take these warnings and just throw them out the window and say, oh, I don't believe any of this, because some people have taken that action, and they're probably going to take the mark when it comes, because some people took it out of ignorance. They just didn't know, okay? Other people were pressured to take it. Well, my job's at stake, or I need, you know, to be able to fly, and I just can't afford not to. And they succumbed. That's not an excuse, but it's just a reality. But they knew that there was some danger here, but they just went ahead and were pressured and taking it. That's sad, but many feel that way. There's others, though, that were deceived. Now, this is the most dangerous category. By some that said, well, it's not the mark. We won't be here when that comes out. There's no microchip. You can take it. You're okay. I say that's deception. And I believe that the very mark, when it's rolled out, Christians will be here, unless you've died before that time. And many are going to take it, being deceived by false teachers, and they're going to take the mark and be damned. Folks, this is a wake-up call. This is not anything you can afford to play around with. And there's others that are just in plain denial. They just don't believe anything we're talking about. Ah, mark of the beast. To heck with that. I don't believe that crap. And you know what? They're probably going to take the mark too. These are dangerous times. You cannot afford to be deceived. Because there's a work up here to the point where the mark is coming out, and if you are not awake in discerning the times and resolved in your mind, I can't afford to take it, no matter what it may cost me, even my life, you will probably take it and you'll be damned to hell when that time comes. I believe now many failed the test. They took it for whatever reason. Again, ignorance, pressure, denial, they were lukewarm, whatever. Well, we're going to pray for you that God heals you tonight. Praise God it wasn't the mark. But if you don't learn the lesson that needs to be learned now, you will end up taking the real mark when it comes out, and there's not going to be anything God can do for you. You're going to be damned by his own word. All that take the mark and worship the beast will have their part in the lake of fire. Why will you let somebody steal your crown? And you believe some teacher out there who gets up and says, well, it's not the mark, you won't be here, don't worry about it. There's even a group that says, you could take the mark, don't worry, God loves you, he wouldn't send anybody to hell, he will still take you in if you repent. Folks, they don't know the word of God or the power thereof. Word of God is very clear. All who take that mark, where it should be, are going to be damned. It's an unpardonable sin. And what I'm worried about, gentlemen, tonight are those that were just pressured and they just tapped out and took it. So I just can't afford to exist if I don't take it. Folks,
it's the problem of existing forever in the lake of fire or existing forever with God. This time that we have here on earth is a very short period of time, and do not trade off a mortal life of pleasure for an eternal life of total damnation.
You may have escaped the bullet, or you may not have this time. Again, a bioweapon is among us. It's killing people. People are dying who took it. People are dying who didn't take it. They've gotten infected. People are dying. There's no question about that. This thing is real. But what's also real is an eternity apart from God. If you take the mark when it is released, it could come out at any time. And if your guard is not up, your discernment's not up, your resolve is not up to do whatever it takes to serve Christ, even to the death, and you will not take that mark, then you will probably take it. Because those that said, well, I couldn't afford to lose my job, I just couldn't see myself not being able to fly again. Okay, what are you going to do when the penalty is death if you don't take it? If you couldn't resist now, do you think you're going to be in a great position later when your very neck is on the chopping block? You'll say, well, I don't want to die, I have to take it. Folks, that's what I'm saying. Many of you failed the test out there. Now's the time to do the makeup. You can't afford to fail the next one. Eternity's at stake. And we need to prepare ourselves. Some of us may actually face the chopping block, and you need to take the stance now and then. For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Jesus said, he that seeks to save his life will lose it. He that will lose his life for my sake shall save it. I'm here to tell you, folks, praise God. Praise God that there's an opportunity right now to do a spiritual inventory, and we need to be honest with ourselves. Some were just not ready to resist even unto the death. Well, you better get ready, and you better get ready for the greatest deception to hit the earth that we've ever seen. People will say anything to get you to take the mark that's coming, and many will be deceived that they don't know the truth, and they'll take it, or they'll go with their friends, or they'll do what their pastor said. I've heard pastors telling people it's okay to take this thing. Pastors saying, if you don't take it, you can't work in the church, you can't come to church. I've seen others that held out until they were the last one on their block, and then they finally took it because of the peer pressure of their friends, and were like, you knew it was dangerous, why are you taking it? Well, my friend said to take it, or I wouldn't lose my job. Yeah, you might lose your job, this is horrible what we're being put through, but you will lose your life in the days ahead.
That's right, and possibly your salvation.
Absolutely. Do not allow anybody to deceive you to steal your crown. Now, I've said enough, and again, if you haven't taken it, don't take it. If you have taken it, please take no more. And we're going to pray tonight, as the Lord has directed these gentlemen to pray for you out there who may have taken this, that God heal you and that you don't go out in a body bag. And also for those that have not taken it but have gotten sick, would you please pray for them tonight too? Because healing is available at the cross of Jesus. Gentlemen, Amen. Over to you. Would you pray, please?
Now, there's some information I'd like to pass on to you. There is a group of doctors. They're called, I think it's Free MD or Free Doctor. www.thegreatmindsofmen.com. Look that up, because you can call it, or you can, it's on the internet. So if you've got access to the internet through a device, look up that particular site and you can tap into it, and they have all sorts of protocols that you can take, whether you're sick or not, various groupings of it, to include elements that if you can't get a pharmacy to help you on, it's over-the-counter drugs and so on that can help you. So go to that particular site. I wish I had the exact site, but it's free, freemd or freedoctor.com. And avail yourself of that. The other thing is, you don't have to have a chip to have the mark of the beast. This right. crystal that's in this solution puts together the chip once it's in your body. So don't be deceived. That's, again, okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you again in this great time of deception. Father, open our eyes that we can see exactly what the enemy is doing and see their evil intent. Lord God, in the name of your Son Jesus, come against for everyone that has received this vaccine and cries out to you, bind all the poisons, all the pestilences, all the plagues, all the parasites, and all of the evil elements, to include demonic entities that are in this potion. Bind them all. Cause them to be changed into a saline solution and to be eliminated and cast out of their body.
Amen.
Lord, hear them now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say to people out there, do not be deceived anymore. Do not be in denial anymore. Do not be lukewarm anymore. It can cost you your soul in the days ahead if you are. And don't be anybody's fool, folks. The information's out there. You can verify what these gentlemen have said, what we've said on other programs. The data's there. This thing is real. And we haven't seen nothing yet. And again, as the gentleman said, no microchip is even required, folks. I wasn't aware of the crystal. That just takes it to another level. But I knew about the microneedle injection with the quantum dot tattoo and luciferase enzyme. That could very well be the mark, too. And, you know, we were taught it had to be a microchip. Well, it doesn't have to be a microchip. That's old technology now. The whole purpose of the microchip was tracking. All you need to be tracked right now is a smartphone that each of us have. It tracks you three ways. By GPS, by cell phone tower, by Wi-Fi, and by low-power Bluetooth. I guess that's four ways. I don't know anybody who's traveling without a phone, because to get into many of these checkpoints now, malls and grocery stores and restaurants coming to a city near you, you're going to have your phone to scan the QR code like we do here, like they're doing next door in parts of Europe and other countries. No phone, you don't get in. You need the phone to prove you've been vaxxed. And with that phone, they put contact tracing software on there. You can download it from the App Store right now. And they know exactly where you're at 24/7. They can track you on a map, track your vicinity to all your contact list, and anybody else who's registered for the app. Total surveillance society has arrived. No microchip necessary.
Well, just to tell you something that's happened to me, I travel around with my phone. I have to travel twice a week for my cardiac therapy. And I will get little messages from Google as I travel. Have you been in this place? Well, sure I have. Can you give us a evaluation? Do they sell this? Do they sell that?
Wow.
And I'll come home and suddenly, boom, four or five things come on there. Have you been here? Can you buy this there? They find out how much I've been in that store, and how much I've walked around in it. Because suddenly they're asking me what products are in that store.
Absolutely. It's all in the tracking software. That's all you need. And you say, well, I still won't take it. Okay. Or they won't catch me. Well, wait till you need to get on the airplane. Or you got to go to the bank. Or you want to go into this venue or that venue. And you're looking smack dab at the QR code that you've got to scan to get in. You'll scan it if you want to buy or sell, or you won't be able to participate. That's the whole point. They have ways to catch people. And sooner or later, you're going to need to go into one of these venues. And then that's where they're going to make you submit to the system. So you don't need a microchip. But they've got technology I didn't even know about. You were talking about with the crystal. Many ways for them to get to you, folks. And so we need to have discernment like never before. We need, if you've taken the vax for whatever reason, it's time to repent, be healed, and made whole in Jesus' name, and go and sin no more. And tell everybody you can. The greatest con on mankind is upon us. They're not going to stop with these. They're going to continue to roll them out. And each one is going to be more deadly than the previous batch. Just like computer processing power. Every 6 months, they say it used to double in power. Well, believe me, they're making leaps every time they roll out the next booster. And you don't want to keep doing it. You don't want to be in denial anymore. It could cost you your very soul. It's time to make a stand. Choose this day whom you're going to serve and say, Lord, if I lose everything, I will still not bow to the beast. I don't care what they threaten me to do. Think about it. This is the biggest brute force power grab of all time, and they're threatening people, bullying people, trying to even bait people. If you do this, we'll give you this back. This is wicked, but this is who Satan is. We knew it was coming. Do not be deceived going forward. Gentlemen, I'm out of time. How can people reach both of you and your ministries and contact you?
Well, this is Major Tom Baird, retired. You can reach me at my website on aliveontheedge.com or my email, tom@aliveontheedge.com. I have a couple of nonfiction books that describe, in fact, the one that says the sharp edge of the sword are prophecies the Lord has given me. I do receive prophecies. I don't claim to be a prophet. That's an office in which you have some other things that are included with that. But nevertheless, the Lord has chosen to show me what's going to happen, is particularly with the United States itself. We will end up as an element in the groupings of nations after the Lord returns, but it will not be the same way that we are. We will not be a republic. We will be under the control of the Lord by that point in time. And all evil will be gone. So you won't have to worry about that like we do right now. I am so vexed over all of the evil that I see, not just in the United States, but all over the world, and how easily the enemy has been able to eliminate us. Yes, yeah, I can't even describe it. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, I'm feeling the same way, but also on Alive on the Edge, give me about an hour, but I will have Major Baird's prayer up there on the 2021 program section. And we will post that, and everybody can read about it, and everybody can pray it. And you don't have to do it word for word. If you read it and then pray it with your words, your Heavenly Father will probably appreciate that a little more.
Amen.
And we'll put that up there, and probably within a few weeks, we may have to change the front section since the volcano's pretty much calmed down, and we'll have to put up a COVID-19 section on this. So we can keep people a little more informed, because our media is not doing it. It's a shame we have to do it.
And folks,
but
I'm very thankful that God has provided a way for healing. Repent and be healed of this damage done through from the COVID-19 vax. Share this with everybody you can, because there's not going to be healing any other way. This is a literal bioweapon. But God making even a way of healing, millions will die from this very vaccine. This is the only way back. Repent, be healed, and don't be go and sin no more, as Jesus said. Gentlemen, love you both. We'll see you next time. Thank you for coming on.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
We'll come up with a name like that. Repent of taking the vax, be healed, and go and sin no more. Go and sin no more, because the mark is coming, folks. Okay, let's go ahead and get the Cohens on. We're dialing. The mark is inbound, folks. Cohens, here we go.